You already knew that.
But you already knew that.
You already knew that. You already knew that. You probably knew that, girl.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Sarah's excited to celebrate her birthday at a restaurant. She's thought about it all week. She invited her friends. She got a new dress. She went to the restaurant. She wasn't allowed in the restaurant. She had to put away her new dress. She couldn't see her friends. And she thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. A vaccination passport is now required to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Join Pop Montreal's 20th edition this September, featuring a very special presentation. Cakes to Killa, DJ SB, Shades Lawrence, DJ Killa Jewel, and Milla Time at Launchecoche 77 on September 23rd, 2021. Doors open at 3:30 p.m. and tickets are on sale now. Do not miss this iteration of hip-hop in the Mile End. More info at popmontreal.com. This is a CKUT co-presentation as part of Pop Montreal International Music Festival.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yo, Lolo. Yo, can we talk about that commercial a little bit? Can we talk
about
that?
Which one?
The one where she get a new dress and she can't go out.
Sarah?
You see, this is what I'm talking about. This is weird. These are weird commercials. This is a weird propaganda push.
It's a weird time that we're in. That's what it is.
You don't even lean. You're thinking a commercial, you lean on the best aspect of what you're trying to sell, right?
Yeah.
So if Trudeau's talking about the science of the vaccine, why don't they highlight some of those points opposed to highlighting the fact that you're taking away some of my civil liberties?
Yeah, but it's FOMO. Like, a lot of people have a fear of missing out on stuff. Like, a lot of people want to go out, they want to interact, they don't want to miss out on these big moments that they feel are big. I'm just happy I wasn't Sarah this past weekend.
Sarah done waste her money on the dress and everything. Y'all want to shout out my godmother, Auntie Yvonne, the shrimp queen. Boy, like, yeah. Oh, you can't hear yourself? Oh, no. Oh, sorry. I had your headphones low a little bit. You good now?
Yeah, I'm good.
You can have me situated. Well, it's your segment. You got to start introing this segment. So now we're halfway through your mix. Any thoughts? We just played Roe James. You already knew. That was an interesting one there. Nice little R&B juncture there. What else do we have there? The Lord featuring Teddy.
Oh, yeah. No, that was a good one. That was a lot of these songs were put out. Well, Lloyd was put out last year during the pandemic. So I feel like we weren't able to celebrate these songs like we should have. Same thing with Monica Trenches. Yeah. That's another song that was put out last year during the pandemic. So I feel like we need to bring those songs back.
No, we've played Trenches on the show before.
No, I know we've played it, but I just feel like it just didn't get the love that it could have gotten.
I love for this next section after we're done your segment, because we go into your more rapidy, you know.
That was really hard. I was listening to some songs and I'm like, Lorena, you cannot play this on the radio.
Why not? You ain't choose no Future. I'm surprised you have no Lil Baby. I know you're a Lil Baby fan.
Listen, I was listening to UGK. I said, we cannot push bricks this early.
Shout out to CKT and the McGill University. Boy, this is a morning show right here. Now I'm surprised, but you got some joints here. You got the Belly with the Nods. You got the Davies. I got them joints coming up next.
Yeah, I try to get something that's more like commercial friendly radio a little bit. I tried.
Listen, Montreal might say, I apologize. I know our show, we kind of theater on that line of profanity. I don't want to offend nobody in the morning. It's hard for us to get a clean song.
Yeah.
We don't have the IR radio music budget.
No. I was really surprised. I was listening to the songs and I was like, oh, wait. No, we can't use this.
Hey, listen, I tried my best. Throw the fine at the Morning Detour. CKT will take up the check. Okay, so a lot of things going on in the community, even though, only 10% or 12% of us aren't vaccinated. So I guess the large majority of Quebecers are able to go out there and enjoy.
Yes.
So what's going on in the community, and what do you have in entertainment news this morning, Lorena?
Well, we have a lot going on. So Hip Hop You Don't Stop is happening this year from September 16th to the 21st. So this year's festival will be a hybrid of outdoor concerts, virtual performances, workshops, and panel discussions. So you can follow them on Instagram, or you could check out their website to see the schedule for all their shows. And then also all the events that I'm mentioning, please check if they do require a vaccine passport, because some of them are outdoor locations. So check to see if you're able to go and enjoy that. Next up, we have Word Sound Poetry. So this is an evening of creative, innovative, and inspirational voices. This is on September 19th at Resonance Cafe at 5175 A Park Avenue. This is from 6 to 8 p.m. If you would like to attend, please send an email to wordsoundpoetry@gmail.com for tickets. Another thing that's happening later this month is the Fun Show Amusement Fair. So the fair is actually going to be in the South Shore, starting on September 30th to October 3rd at Place Longueuil, just a minute away from the Longueuil Université de Sherbrooke Metro Station and bus stop. So you can definitely check that out. That definitely does need a vaccine passport and ID to get there.
Even though it's outdoor?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. And I don't want to go to that. I missed it when it was in Laval earlier this summer, late July.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so now you do need a passport to get to the fair. So you could go to funshowamusement.com for more information and the price list as well. Shout out to my friend Christine Mia. She's having a Vintage Island vintage boutique. So she's launching that next week. So she will have sweaters, leather coats, jackets, blazers, furniture,
we should broadcast from there.
And fabric. I could definitely ask her.
Yeah, that would be hard with like a vintage boutique in the back. We do a little tiny desk concert.
I could ask her to see how it is. I mean, we are on a little early, so.
That's putting it nicely. No, you're talking about, you know, this fair and you need to have your COVID passport. I'm here looking at like, so we ain't bootlegged this passport QR code yet? I know we spoke about it a couple weeks ago, but it hasn't trickled down to the hood yet.
I feel like in the U.S., because it started in New York first, I think they were the first ones to have it. I think they have a little something going on. Somebody was caught something. I can't remember. I got to find the article, and we'll bring it up next week. But it already did start, and some people have gotten in trouble already for that. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, the Vintage Boutique, it is invite only. So if you do want to attend, you have to send an email to miabiteoflife@gmail.com. And you'll be able to schedule your time in so that you can go and check out the clothes that are there. And she has a lot of things from the McFly, Leah McFly closet. So.
Oh, yeah, I need that. Yeah, check it out. You just reminded me that I had gotten like a dope-ass scarf. I might even wear that yet. Oh. Well, I got nowhere to go anyway. I can just walk outside. I guess that's my...
That's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to take a nice little walk in the park with your new clothes.
Get the emperor's new clothes. Get familiar with your surroundings, right?
Another thing that I thought was really interesting, very different, is IKEA is having a festival.
Well, listen, when you have this much money, what are you going to do with it? Like, everybody, like... I don't think we've ever seen a weekend where the IKEA parking lot was not packed. Like, on a Tuesday, it's rad. When is IKEA not making money?
Like, never.
So, you know what? So, what do you do? We're going to do a fair. Just don't get Ja Rule.
Well, this festival is a little different. So, it's happening this month. All Quebec stores are participating. So, it's from September 16th and ends on the 19th. It includes workshops. There are concerts. Who's going to be in the concert? I don't know.
Yo, I want to be in the IKEA concert. Like, I should host the IKEA stadium event.
Well, you should pitch yourself. But the workshops, the stuff that's happening in person is in the store. There's a lot of workshops online, especially for people, I guess, during this time, a lot of people, like we did, placed like rooms in their houses and stuff.
Yeah.
So you can sign up online, and they even have like a bedroom design workshop and different workshops to design your home and like small spaces and stuff like that. So go to IKEA.com to register if you are interested in that and you want to, you know, spice up your home.
The only thing that's wrong with IKEA is that everybody shops there. So you see, you go by your friend's house and everybody has the same shit. You know, aside from our bougie friends, you know, they're on that Wayfair.
Okay.
Is it Wayfair or Mayfair?
No, it's Wayfair.
Yeah, they're on that expensive joint.
But weren't they trafficking kids or something?
They're doing something with the armoires. The numbers seem way off. Something's going on there. But like, yeah, that's one of the downsides of IKEA is that everybody, like for example, everybody has that painting of the New York landscape and then the 1-2 building is highlighted in color. Everybody got that joint.
I mean, I feel like I should keep my opinions to myself.
Who are you going to offend? Like, listen, plates and cups is fine, but like all the artwork is the same.
Yeah, I feel like you go there for certain things. I mean, I wouldn't go there for art.
Say it with your chest, Lorena. It's okay to offend people, Lorena. You don't have to be so PC. Be yourself.
There's so many artists, especially with the access that we have now with social media. Like, I don't know why you would buy art from a place like IKEA, but I mean, if that's your thing, maybe it's their budget. Maybe that's it's within their budget.
Listen, I get disgusted when I go to people's house. I'm like, oh, y'all got the same paint. Hey, everybody got the Marilyn Monroe, though.
Yeah, but that's just like when we were kids. Like, everybody had the same telephone. Everybody had that same lamp.
Yeah.
Everybody had the same comforter.
Well, there's one thing we all had in common was that plastic on that sofa at some point in our childhood.
I didn't have that.
It was a Scotian thing?
No, I think it's a West Indian thing. My mom is Scotian. She did not have no plastic on her furniture. No.
Yo, my chest.
My grandmother didn't even have plastic on her furniture.
Every Friday, I had to get you outside your house. There's a whole different energy. You're so spicy every Friday. All I said was plastic on the date.
Well, you just said you're disgusted with people that have artwork from IKEA.
But people that have all the same. But people have all the same stuff, right? It's crazy.
Anywho, again, guys, remember next Tuesday, Fat Joe versus Ja Rule versus
ain't nobody watching that.
Live from NYC starting at 9. I will be, I think I'll tune in for a little bit.
Fat Joe's going to be out of breath after the lean
Don't
back, the second.
That.
I'm being honest. I've been watching them online. You know, everybody, you know, they're eating good. They're happy. New York is happy.
I feel like it's going to be a whole today's price is yesterday's price. I think he's going to surprise people. And you already know Ja Rule. He's very, you know, entertaining. So it might be a good one.
It's gonna be a whole bunch of lip syncing. I'll tell you that right now. Maria, that would be the good tester for Ja Rule. When he comes out, he has to give you one good murder.
I'm pretty sure he's gonna do
that. He has to give you one good it's murder.
He's an entertainer. I'm sure he's gonna do it. But moving on to entertainment news, there was some sad news that happened this past Monday. Mm-hmm. So the actor Michael K. Williams, he's best known for The Wire, also Lovecraft Country, mm-hmm. And a lot of other films. He was found dead in his apartment in New York by his nephew. So it's said the actor died of an overdose, but nothing has been 100%
I don't know how they said
confirmed.
That. You know, he's had his battles with the drogas. He's had his battles. But, you know, he's been a help nut, and it hurts. Man, that's Omar from The Wire.
Yeah. No, I don't like when people make those speculations, too. Like, especially because the family is going through so much. Just wait until they make their statement or the doctor makes the statement of what actually happened to the person. So I do agree on that. But many celebrities posted their love for the actor on social media. One of the things that I thought was pretty cool was that he was a dancer. So we actually both had the same dream of being backup dancers for Janet Jackson.
I didn't know that was one of your dreams.
Yeah, man. When I was a kid, I would like spend hours, hours watching music videos. But yeah, so he actually went off and he actually did it. He was a backup dancer for Crystal Waters. He actually choreographed the video. I think 100% Pure Love. He was a backup dancer for Genuine, Madonna.
Okay. Well,
so listen, yeah, he did his thing.
Listen, he came on my radar when I started watching The Wire. It might have been the best depiction of street life.
Yep.
You know, I know people, you know, some people like The Power. Some people like Raising Kanan. I love Raising Kanan too. But The Wire was deep. And what's cool with his character in The Wire, Omar, he played a gay shatta in the show. Like even before, like, you know, coming out and everything was cool. He played that way before. Great actor. Great actor.
Phenomenal
man.
Actor.
He was really good in Lovecraft, too. Got really deep in Lovecraft, too. But he definitely showed his acting range. I just feel like we're losing too many of our black celebrities too early.
Definitely.
Like, I still miss Prince. You know, sometimes I forget that Whitney is gone.
Yep. Whitney, Michael. There's so many. Andre Harrell was a big one, too.
Yeah. It's man, you know, Eddie Murphy's brother, man. Charlie Murphy. I still miss Charlie, man.
Yep.
It's tough, man.
Rick James we lost too. Like, there's just so many celebrities, a lot of giants. And the thing is that I feel like a lot of their history wasn't really told. Like, a lot of people don't know
about
them. then.
Yeah, I'm expecting a lot of biographies, me personally.
Yeah. Well, I did mention the Rick James biography, and I actually watched it. It is pretty good. When I had my turn on Crave.
When I had your turn on Crave. Oh, look at you picking up with the jokes. It must be, I almost swore. I look at Holden, I almost swore. No, it must be Virgo season. You come whenever you want. Whenever you want. Yo, man, it must be Virgo season. You loose like a goose.
I'm loose. Okay, pause.
No, not in that way. People know you're a respectful black woman.
I don't think everybody listening knows. They don't know me, and they probably don't even know what that means. But shout out to Alex. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Thank you so much. But yeah, so once I had my turn, I watched the Rick James documentary, and it was actually really good, really informative. I didn't know he lived. Well, he kind of like escaped to Canada when he left the military. He went AWOL, so it was very interesting to watch. But also, what's happening is, speaking of greats, Anita Baker.
Yeah.
So fans of music legend Anita Baker can now stream her music again. So the singer previously announced that she did not have ownership of her masters and asked her fans to stop streaming her music, which was really hard for me because I'm an Anita Baker fan. But she does have her master's bag. It worked out. So now we can go back to streaming her music.
Let's get it.
And also Beyonce. So while we're waiting for new music from Beyonce, she does have a song in the upcoming movie King Richard, which is about the father of Serena and Venus Williams and their rise in tennis. The song is called Be Alive, produced by Dixon, who is signed to Roc Nation. The song appears in the closing credits, and King Richard is set to be released in theaters on November 19th. So I can't wait until we hear what that song
is. Well, we will have to wait for it to stream at that point because we're not allowed to go to movie theaters. But I like to say this. It's not supposed to be a forever thing, this thing, this whole COVID passport thing. You can't go to certain things. Okay. It's supposed to be to kind of alleviate the fourth wave, right?
Mm-hmm.
But look how they're going to turn this into a whole thing, right? And then we kind of fall into that whole Handmaid's Tale. I've been trying to plug in on show this morning. I feel like we're in Handmaid's Tale a little bit.
Oh, my goodness. And then also, what was a little crazy is, remember Lil Uzi, he got the pink diamond put in his forehead? Well, he was at Rolling Loud Festival, and his fans actually pulled it out of his forehead.
Damn, that's gotta hurt.
I feel like it would hurt. Like, to me, that is crazy. But he still has the diamond, so we're just waiting to see if he decides to
put it back in. How much does it cost to put this thing in?
I don't know, but the diamond is worth $24
million. Yeah, listen, man. The gap between those that have and those that don't have is so large. Like, it's a whole different world when you got it like that.
No, to me, it's crazy. When I heard that, like, fans actually pulled it out of his forehead, because it was implanted in, like, he got that piercing. Like, to me, that's crazy. I don't know. But, yeah, like you said, he has money, so we'll see.
This is my shout out to everybody with money.
We'll see what happens. Another thing that happened this past weekend is that Drake, or maybe OVO, his team, released the Kanye track Life of the Party, which featured Andre 3000. So a lot of people were feeling his verse. But there was, I guess, a diss verse towards Drake. Yeah. So I guess that's why it was leaked. Andre did put out a statement about it. So he claims that when he received the track, there wasn't a diss verse on it. He's quoted saying, "I thought it was a beautiful choice to make a clean album, but unfortunately, I didn't know that was the plan before I wrote and recorded my verse," he added. "It was clear to me that an edited clean format of the verse would not work without having the raw original also available, so sadly, I had to be omitted from the original release." He then said, "The track I received and wrote to didn't have the diss verse on it, and we were hoping to make a more focused offering for the Donda album, but I guess things happen like they are supposed to. It's unfortunate that it was released in this way, and two artists that I love are going back and forth. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be on Certified Lover Boy too. I just want to work with people that inspire me. Hopefully, I can work with Kendrick on his album. I'd love to work with Lil Baby, Tyler, and Jay-Z. I respect them all."
Well, let me tell you guys something, man. Drake is a tactician.
He is.
Because who releases a diss track about himself if he's not trying to bait Kanye? I know I'm taking this from DJ Academics. Mm-hmm. I think Drake is trying to bait Kanye into a real full-on beef. And I was saying this on Behind the Suit podcast over the weekend. I'm eager to see what would a Drake back-to-back against Kanye look like? And I say back-to-back for those that's not musically hip-hop inclined. What Drake did on back-to-back, there was no innuendos. Mm. There was no smoke and mirrors. He went right after Meek Mill. what does that track look like but towards Kanye? And, you know, we're going to talk about this more next week when we do our Certified Lover Boy special next week. But I think Drake is trying to bait Kanye into a real beef, because I'm looking at songs like Pipe Down, which I'm so excited to play next week. And that whole second verse, I'm led to think he's talking about Kim Kardashian. I don't know.
Probably is. I wouldn't put it past him. He probably is, but he's really smart.
Big up yourself, DG. Hold on a second. I got big up the block here. I said, dude, saluting. Shout out to the dudes on the block that come out early. But yeah, I think Drake's trying to bait Kanye into, and speak about Andre 3000, he has to come out more often, man. The dude's a Martian on the beat.
He is.
He's a Martian. Listen, we need to see more Andre 3 stacks on stuff. I would love to see him on Certified Lover Boy, him and Drake.
I agree. I hope that this puts him out there more. I think we need to hear from him more. I think we need to hear from Lauren, because her verse on Nas's track was also really good. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping they do more stuff.
Right.
But I also feel like this beef is just helping them with sales. That's what I think. So
yeah.
Smart.
Listen, man, I'm going to talk about more next week, but if you think Kanye is crazy, I'll tell you half of it is strategy. So let me hold you. Coming up next, listen, I call him the George Lucas of recording. He's Cult Montreal's number 10 podcast, Behind That Suit. I love this guy, huh? 3 hours. I haven't spoken to 3 hours to nobody in a long time. I'll tell you that right now. We got the man holding coming up next. But let's play some more of Lorena's choice music. This your mix, right?
Yes, it is.
Is that the Crown Project mix? We about to get to the hood side of Lorena right here. The radio version.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Alguém me bateu a você?
Me mate.
Ele fez o olho de barro.
The best morning show in the city. We on Fridays. Moon Chaser Lolo. Let's go.
I remember sleeping on floors and missing tours. I was rock bottom. Money on my head, that was top dollar. Had the stock powder, gunpowder for the rock wallers. I was home with pops when the cops got them. Voices in my head trying to kill the noise. They killed Nick, will never fill the void. I know the devil cried a tear of joy. Look, I know the devil cried a tear of joy.
Wait,
I never tell, but you heard the stories. I can never tell, is this heaven, hell, or purgatory? Early morning ain't early for me, I'm losing sleep. Whole lot of sheep, I'ma count them each. But fuck it, I've been up late. I've been getting twisted, I've been mixing up the love, hate. Swear this shit is glitching, I've been missing for a month straight. Lost faith, but I'ma die for it. I'ma win, I just hope that I'm alive for it.
This is what it is.
Money will it cost us? Feds, bounty hunters at the office, looking for some of our artists. We just try to help them out so they can change the outcome. Instead of putting pain in the streets, they making albums, changing their surroundings, hopefully housing, smoking, we lounging in Boca Raton. Not a cloud in the sky, ocean prolonged shit. You could die a legend in your own right or die a street legend if it's on sight. I get so lost in my thoughts. Powerful things I would die for. Everything I built for 20 years won't allow you to make that crumble. Put you in the ground, I would catch a case for jungle. And lean through the window with steno to clean you up. Rest in peace, the King Shooter. A foundation of such my kids can stand. For respect, for my name, for the fam.
This is what it is. It is.
acknowledge I'm sent. Christian Dior, probably my sin. 5% tent. That money dirty, gotta get rinsed. I'm probably in Philly. On T-Block, high eating fish. Down in my wrist. Better than the block pumping, trying to get wrecked. Not in my circle, then you trying to get spent. Just trying to get rich. Pull up knocking Gladys on niggas. The way we living might embarrass you niggas. Might fade the black on you niggas. Depressed faces, they sad. Mad, I actually did it. The only doubt, I went and tatted my neck. Free pinky ringing. Me and four ladies at brunch. Got attitudes like they came on the bus. Can't make this up. Cigar smoke lingering. This gun on me large, it's not medium. Just got off them papers, he smoking weed again. They was calling me bro. Catch a shot over that Nautica boat. I'm a wolf, never call me the goat. They all wanna know. My side different. They calling us when the vibe drifting. We the way that got the tide shifting. I move weight, never try lifting. Never leave it, gotta ride with them. You nosy niggas probably try sniffing. Real tissue, the bros are wiping nose. Making friends with the money, expose all type of foes. I be super fly, these hoes just wipe my clothes. She's an easy target, you close to sniping those. In the rows doing 60, bumping that Nipsey. Shorty with me kinda tiny, when drinking she tipsy. Always think she knows something, be calling a gypsy. Told her believe it or not, she calling me Ripley. Alien. Get ahead out of this world. Took you to the Prada store, cause I'm proud of you, girl. Bet you don't know, probably cause it's too slept on. Just that dope that make the block get they two step on. You'll catch on.
Bet you don't know what's going on.
Check me out.
You in trouble?
Check me out.
Pay us now.
Check me out.
Pay me double.
Check me out.
New Nipsey Hustle.
Check me out.
New Nipsey Hustle.
Check me out.
New Nipsey Hustle.
Check me out. Check me out.
I came from nothing. Shootouts in public. Riding buses. Buying Benzes. Buying buckets. Knocked me off from my grind. That's what they wasn't. My life was ugly. And I got money. Caught a glimpse of that. That's not for me. She say she love me. She thinks she love me. She want my money. I think she funny. All bad. V12 inches. Bro, die slow. While the rich get richer.
The shop.
Check me out.
Above the law.
Check me out.
I sag my pants.
Check me out.
To show my draws.
Check me out.
This how we ball.
Check me out.
Sloss and mall.
Check me out.
Once.
Check me out.
And never gone.
Check me out. All bad.
So money in, by the way.
V12 and
spring.
Bro, die slow.
It's on your feet.
While the rich get richer.
Balenciagas.
What?
No Gucci problems.
What?
Get money with Thomas.
What?
Louis V. Persona.
That's right.
Hit it with a llama.
That's right.
You don't want them
that's
problems.
Right. That's right.
I do my thing in the kitchen. See, that's a Pyrex vision. In a row with the riches. Stay flipping those. Stay away from the snitches. That's how you get those stitches. Only with my circle. And we don't
don't smoke on purple. Only kush out the Benzes. When come from? My is so relentless. We don't play no games. Send it to the dentist. Or to the ICU. That's our ICU. All about my business. All money business.
All badness.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
The federal election is on Monday, September 20th. Make sure you're registered to vote. If you are, you should get a voter information card in the mail from Elections Canada. It tells you where and when you can vote. If you don't get one by September 10th, or if the information on it is incorrect, visit elections.ca.
For the official information on voting and or health and safety measures, visit elections.ca or call 1-800-463-6868. It's our vote.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah. Montreal, my city. We on Fridays. He is the George Lucas of recording. Cut Montreal says he has the 10 best podcasts in the city. His joint's called Behind the Suit. He interviews everybody, musicians, personalities, influencers. I'd like to bring to the show this morning, Mr. Holden. How you doing, King?
I'm doing great, you?
Okay, hold on. Let me get you going. Let me get you a little louder.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Let me get you a little louder here, man. How you doing, boss?
Life is good, man. Thanks for having me come up here. It's amazing.
Yo, listen, man, thanks for having me on your podcast over the weekend. I was on Behind the Suit. The video's available now, or soon be available.
The video, you can watch it on Twitch. The YouTube video will be out on, like, Saturday, tomorrow.
Okay, bet. Yeah, so I'll be sharing that with all my peoples. I'll be on my page, Weezy Moon Chaser. So, Holden, we spoke for 3 hours. Yeah, I finally made it on the Behind the Suit, man. So talk to me about your award-winning podcast, how you came to fruition. Well, you're 10th on the list. There's, like, a million podcasts in the city.
Yeah, I was really surprised because I didn't try. Like, so people started hitting me up and like, yo, what's your stuff called? I want to vote for you. And I'm like, you watch my thing? And they're like, nah, but I want to vote for you anyway. And I'm like, okay, I'll roll with that. So, but how it started really was I didn't know anybody. And you realize at a certain point in the music game while you're trying to push your stuff that you need to know people. Right. And so I just figured what is the best way to meet new people, provide some kind of value. And so I started doing the interview thing. Plus, I realized I was watching these things. And, like, most of my off-cam conversations in real life are basically this show. It's not that different than what would happen
exactly.
if we hung out. And then we started doing it, and it just worked. It was like, wow, this one's working. Yeah. People are, like, really into it. But then it became a bigger mission of, like, documenting the English scene because I caused a lot of problems for myself when I'm younger due to not knowing the history of the city.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're kind of arrogant like that, you piss off some people who may have done some things. And so the reality is, though, there's no resources for that. So at least if we can talk to people and get the stories, we can, like, create those resources. Yeah.
Okay, so I definitely want to talk to you about the music scene, the English scene. But before we get into that, I really like your interview style. I love your shows. You come off really smart. You are really smart, knowledgeable. I know at the top of the podcast, you were talking about the monotone of your voice and all that. But I said, no one cares about that because you know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
No, talk about. But when you prepare for a show, is there any, do you have any stylings or you just kind of just jump in there? You put the cat hat on?
I'll look into you in the sense of, like, your content. So, like, if you make music, I'm going to listen to some of it. I'm going to try and find your oldest stuff and your newest stuff. Not, I don't care as much about the middle. If you're, like, a podcaster or another kind of media, I'll try to watch as much as I can of an episode here or there just to get a sense of it so, like, I know who you are. But the more I know about you ahead of time, the worse the show will be, in a sense. So I try to, like, not prepare. I have my very one opening question that I've got, like, down. And then the rest of it is basically freestyled based off of whatever you say.
Yeah, you're just getting a feel, right?
And then the idea is to get your story chronologically like a wiki page. So, like, I let the tangents go, but in my head I'm trying to, like, map it out. Okay, early years, high school, young adult, so it's just filling the blocks out.
3 hours later. Hey, you know, I got to give you more stories. But 3 hours, it was great, man. It was an honest conversation. One of the things that we discussed was Anglophone media and representation. So I want you to come up here and speak about it a little bit with us, because I think it was a very insightful conversation we were having at that point.
Yeah, I think there's a lack of pride, because there's a lack of perception towards Anglophone media. For the longest time, I think there was English media, like Montreality, 514 Smoke, all these guys were having their run, and then for whatever reason, it stopped. I don't know anything about that. But I know that as we've tried to come back into it, I realized, like, for everything, whether it's for, like, elections, which I know you want to talk about, whether it's for knowing about new music, whether it's for anything, if nobody here is creating English content, then the 500,000 people that speak English in Quebec have nobody really speaking to them with regards to that. Mm-hmm. And even with that, there might be a lot of content here, but it seems so scattered that, like, most of us feel like it doesn't exist. So it's like we all have to kind of, like, create it, but then also work together to promote it in a bigger sense, so that we understand that English media exists here and it needs the support of people, because nobody's really supporting it except for the people who actually know about it.
Yeah, exactly. Because we do, you know, Lorena, we do live in you know, your best friend Legault in this French province.
Not my best friend. Thank you very much.
You know, so we do live in this thing here. But yeah, we are kind of scattered. And anytime, you know, I've been a part of a lot of different things where you try to, you know, get everybody on the same platform. You know, shout out to Free Agents Media, which we, you know, we've tried and we've been successful at doing it. And I like your presence holding on Twitch as well. So I was okay, we have to start kind of banding together. But I think sometimes the problem, especially with the English side, is the ego thing. And you and I were speaking about that too. No one cares about getting the job done. Everybody's so concerned with who has what official title. And I think we need, like, that's part of the mentality of it. Like, we need to kind of, like, get away from that, step away from that kind of mentality.
Yeah, well, especially if you're in your 30s. Like, and I don't mean it to be like you can't have your thing. Go out there, get your bag. Go out there, get your spot. But, like, at a certain point, you're supposed to, like, flip to, like, how can I build for the youth? And that was the thing that always happened until it stopped happening across culture, across time. So, like, I think there's an onus of responsibility on the people in the scene, let's say above the age of 27, in that proper adult age, to, like, kind of maybe shift towards building ecosystem and understanding, like, sure, you can create art, but what else do you bring to the table? And everyone does graphic design. Everyone's a sound engineer and everyone's a beat maker. All right, but who's a manager? Who's a booking agent? Who is the guy who's going to upload and write copy? Who's the copywriter?
Who's, you know, the PR?
Like, like, that's it. But these are real roles that, like, nobody seems to want to jump on. When you get to, like, business strategy and how to, like, create smart goals to attain bigger, nobody wants to jump on that. So the conversations get kind of, like, impulsive and emotional.
Yeah.
Rather than being backed by, like, what you, you know, a business strategy book will tell you to approach the situation with.
His podcast is called Behind the Suit, boy. I thought he's smart. But listen, it's a while. It makes so much sense when you put it that way. But still, people don't want to band together. And that's why, you know, Anglophone Media, we scout all over the place. Hold on.
I mean, there's way more money being a booking agent than being a rapper if you're smart about your things. If you really, like, run it and you're in your 30s, there's more money in these.
But you don't get
roles.
The light. They want the light. Most people are chasing the light. Most people just want to be famous. They don't want to be wealthy anymore.
So I became an interviewer guy. And now more people know my music than ever before.
Speak about your music. I want you to tell Lorena this story, you know, ahead of us releasing the episode. Tell a story about you jumping on people's instrumentals and then sending them back this stuff. Tell them that joy. This guy's even you on my city.
So I'm sitting there and we start the cypher on Tuesday nights and it's basically all Montreal beats. That's my only real thing. So everybody sends in beats and then Meticulous sends in beats that are tagged to death and they say no free beats all over them. But then I find out while I'm with Meticulous that there are 7 free beats available at meticulous.ca. That's facts. You can go download them and use them for profit right now. So, like, with that, I was sitting there, and he's, like, a perfectionist. Oh, you pay me for the perfect mixing and mastering. I'm like, what if I took your 7 free beats and off the dome, like, the worst project ever, unmixed, unmastered? I mean, it's not, like, trash from a rapping perspective, in my opinion. But the rest of it is like I deliver. It's unmixed, unmastered, just rendered and uploaded. Because it's the opposite of a meticulous production on meticulous beats. And so I called the project Yo Meticulous. I found free beats because his beats are all tagged, no free beats, that typical B-Stars things. But then it kind of moved on, and the next guy was like, yo, you can use my YouTube beats. So the next project, CEO Back, who I found, he's on YouTube. Then Skin Deep had a project over on Bandcamp, so I bought it for 10 USD, downloaded that, took the 12 beats that I could use or whatever, made the next one. Then Vince Price was all like, yo, when are you doing my beats? And I'm like, where are your beats at?
Shout out to Vince.
SoundClick. And it turned out he's got like 60 beats on SoundClick. So we made a 30-track project called Yo Vince, or Yo Technician, because that's what he was going by. I found he's on SoundClick. And that led to like Merker Miyagi sending me 5 beats in my email to do the next project. So then the next man's Gremlin has stolen those 5 beats from me to make a next project. And I'm like, say a word. Because, yo, I was really inspired by Jamaican dubbing.
Yeah.
And the way that people jack the same beats and, like, kind of talk to each other and create this thing. And I'm like, yo, why are we so caught up on perfection? Just go jack the same beats. Let's rap. Who can do better? Who can make a more fun song? I'll make the worst version. Go beat me.
I think, you know, I think us, even me and Lorena working together, I think we used to get caught up without putting out the perfect product. Opposed to just putting it out, like, you know, let's just get the content out and let's kind of build from there, you know what I mean? And you're a perfect example of that. Like, with all those beat jackets, how much tracks do you have out?
68 or something like that since May 20th.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because they're all off the dome.
He's like the T-Pain of
I'm
jumping.
Doing, like, the work. Like, I'm mixing most. Merker mixed his project because he hates my mixing. Fair enough. I'm not an engineer. But you know what I realized is a 17-year-old on an iPhone 6 with crappy headphones ain't going to know the difference. He don't care. He just wants to hear some authentic stuff.
Behind the suit, the George Lucas of recording, holding in the building. Now, we also talked about, you know, we have a federal election coming up next week, Lorena. We still know who to vote for. We're still going through that.
No,
and then we have a municipal election. But you were breaking down to me how an idea gets pushed through from its conception and, like, I guess, you know, your neighborhood councilman to, like, the top of the brain. So break it down for the people so they can understand, in retrospect, how convoluted Montreal is. No, it's when we're talking about...
It's mad convoluted.
The parties.
Because, like, I started interviewing local politicians because, again, on that English tip, yo, Google your local politician in your suburb or whatever and tell me you're going to find the guy in Little Burgundy's fucking, you know, it's not going to happen. So, like, I'm going to focus on the Loyola district of NDG because it's where I'm at. But in general, NDG politicians, and I ended up speaking with the mayor, Sue Montgomery, and she has broken off and created her own little NDG party. And she was explaining to me how, because, like, the way Montreal works is you have a mayor, and they're like the chair of a board. And then you have a bunch of city councilors, and these are all like the board members. So each district or borough has their own little board. And then based on population, whatever, there's X number of people. So NDG has 6 people, a mayor and 5 council city councilors. So how it ends up working is Montreal has a party system, and it's the only city with a party system, the way that, like, 'cause it's weird when you really think about it. So in NDG right now, the people who are elected in are all part of different parties, and people have to toe party lines for the most part, the way it is in, like, bigger politics. So now in NDG, your city councilor puts something together. He's got to negotiate with all the different parties at the local level before the NDG people can even agree what's good for NDG at the city level. Then you get to the city level where it's like a whole bunch of councilors sitting at a table with all the mayors and whatnot. Everybody gets a vote, kind of like a House of Commons or whatever. And then you got the parties, the independents, and everybody. So now it's at, like, party lines, and nobody really cares about the districts or the individual areas because there's no real thing. There's a couple of boroughs, though, that are independently, like, the one party of people or group that aren't connected to the big parties. And what these boroughs can do is come in with, like, 7 votes and create almost, like, these voters' blocks. So the way Sue Montgomery was spinning it is, like, if everybody picked a particular group of people that are aligned, and let's say it all went the same party, that would give your neighborhood a lot more voting power. Because at the end of the day, people are going to go for what the mayor says. The way that the Liberals will vote Justin, it's not that different. But again, Montreal's like the only city. But to make it worse, we got stuff like Côte Saint-Luc, which is not Montreal. So there's a whole second council.
So Côte Saint-Luc's not Montreal?
Nah. Remember One Island, One City?
Yeah.
Yo, my parents voted no. Côte Saint-Luc staying Côte Saint-Luc in that day. And Côte Saint-Luc rallied together. And there's a bunch of places that are not actual Montreal proper. So they have a second council that they meet for that is also contributing.
What? why is everything so complicated here? Why do they make it so hard in this province?
I don't have a great answer.
No, I know you don't know. It's kind of rhetorical. I'm just asking. I know people in their car looking at themselves like, this is why we can't get things done.
No, it even goes worse because then you have the elected officials and then you have the appointed lifers. So who has the power is the real question. Is it the politicians we elect or the civil servants who own? So the guy who's in charge of snow removal. Like, that's not an elected guy. That's an appointed position by elected people. And that kind of comes in. So now there's two tiers of government with the one side that you vote in and they represent stuff. But then they have to negotiate with all the people who actually make the stuff happen in the city, creating a whole extra barrier of politics that goes on here. So it's like wildly, like, they just focus on parks because they can, like, build a basketball court. And that's realistic.
I love this guy.
So wild.
But, you know, Balarama had a thing. He wants Montreal to become a city state.
Yeah, that's the perfect solution.
City state status. So Montreal mayoral candidate Balarama Holness and Inspired Movement Montreal have just announced a bold policy move. So a state-like powers. So I think that might work better for us. It would be like a Baltimore in the wire. Say I plugged that in this morning, Lorena. Hey, hang on me a little bit. I'm going to bring you on some journeys.
I think it would make more sense because all the English people's probably in the greater Montreal area. And it would be the only way to work around language laws. And, I mean, I don't want to go too far with it, but I believe language laws throttle growth in Montreal. It is what it is.
You're not the only one that feels that way. You're not the one that feels... You're saying that like it's taboo. But this could work. Much like a sister. I'm going to talk more about it next week. But it's great, man. Hold it, man. Always doing great things. Let people know when your show comes out, how they can follow you. You're such an insightful dude,
honestly,
man.
Just follow the wave at twitch.tv/behindthatsuit. I suppose youtube.com/behindthatsuit for those who refuse Twitch. But Twitch is where it's at, man. We go live like...
Yeah, yeah. We're going to push the Twitch initiative. We're going
to
push...
Y'all get to be a part of the show. And that's what makes it special in a different way. It's way better than Instagram Live, everyone.
Don't worry. The Morning Detour is coming to Twitch. Holden has sent me the how-to, go-to guide. We're going to get you to change your background from black, Holden. You got you moving like the Batcave over there. Behind the suit, the George Lucas of recording. I guess we're going to back in with some of Lorena's. On this back, I have one of your songs left.
Okay.
I kind of framed you up a little bit here.
What did you do?
I framed you up a little bit here.
I have nothing to myself.
No, it was done. It was done.
Yeah, but that's your fault because you told me how many songs to pick. See, he played me. That's what it is. He played me.
Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I need you, baby. So much on my mind, I ain't even really sleeping lately. I said some things I didn't mean, I know I did too much. What's love if we can't get into it, turn around and make up? You kept it solid from beginning, baby, you my day one. You caught me in a lie, look back up at you like I'm dumb. I had to make you my girl, you ain't afraid to speak up. No matter where we are, who it is, you still gon' tear up. Go through withdrawals only if I get back together, real. You stay 10 toes down, now you can kick your feet up. I had to boss you up, I had to level up myself. I did some growing up, I'm doing better for myself, but I still need you.
More than ever.
More than ever.
I need you.
More than ever. I know that I've been trouble.
I got a lot.
laundry list of the shit you done did for me. God put out a rib for me. She pushed out a kid for me. When I'm gone, you hold on the crib for me. You know you ain't last in no prison. You told me straight up, you ain't doing no bid for me. The Lord, he bless you with common sense. Too many good bitches behind the fence. For lying in bed, for niggas they climb in bed. With daddy's a vibe, catch me a body. I'll make you a promise, you won't know about it. I can't get you caught up in messes I made. Love you forever, when we turn like 50, I'm still gonna have all of your messages saved. Purple emojis with horns on it like the devil, but ain't nothing devilish, babe. In fact, it's a heaven's a thing. Black angel with the regular name. Strangers I can never contain. My passion for you, I'm grabbing on you. In public, I know that you love it. I'm trying to put one more little boy in your stomach. No front, and I keep it 100. If you was to leave me, I know I'm gonna plummet. Know I'm gonna plummet.
More than ever.
I need
you. More than ever.
I know that I'm in trouble.
I need you.
I need you.
Red spell is still real.
Yeah. Why you want a grant posting thirst traps? Remember you supported all my first raps. Before this shit was popping, let's reverse that. Love don't cost a thing, this is all facts. Missed calls from each other with no callbacks. Now you mad at sending texts in all caps. You been on my head, baseball caps. Love don't cost a thing, this is all facts. This is all facts, it's not what I'm used to. Won't get petty on the gram, cause that's what you do. It's not the world's business, I'm just talking to you. Thinking I don't pay enough attention to you. Had the world in my palms, I gave it to you. Fell in love and no look like she got the voodoo. She don't wear the pants in this, remember you do. Never thought you'd do that for the club, but who knew? I mean, like, who knew? Yeah, no one saw this coming. Mean it's screwed from nothing. Where it all falls down, we should've started running. But we started something, and she said herself, if you don't give it to me, I'ma get it somewhere else. Why you want a grand post and thirst traps? Remember you supported all my first raps. Before this shit was popping, let's reverse that. Love don't cost a thing, this is all facts. Missed calls from each other with no callbacks. Now you mad at sending texts in all caps. You been on my head, baseball cap. Love don't cost a thing, this is all facts. This is all facts.
All facts, keep it 100 with me, baby, keep it a whole M. We done had our differences, but baby, still here. By my side, my ride or die, girl, you my best friend. I done told you shit I probably never tell my dogs. We was chiefing backstage, MTV Awards. I admit at first I didn't think we'd get this far. You said promise one thing, cut them bitches off. I took you to Dover Street and bought you Vetements. All the jewelry and the money, that ain't shit to you. I know we both booked and busy, we got shit to do. We used to make time, just to vibe. Tell me you ain't switching
sides. Why you
want a
grand posting thirst traps? Remember you supported all my first raps. Before this shit was popping, let's reverse that. Love don't cost a thing, this is all facts. Missed calls from each other with no callbacks. Now you mad at sending texts in all caps. You been on my head, baseball caps. Love don't cost a thing, this is all facts. This is all facts.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Took you to the Louis V store. Shopping sprees on Rodeo. Eat steak and shrimp at Pearlman. King crab legs at Papa Do's. All I ever asked was, can you not blow up my phone when I'm in my zone? All I ever asked was, can you just keep it real? Sit home and chill. We never used to have an issue. Fly to the A. Hold up, running vibe all night. Two or three drinks a kid. That's right. On my knee, cause you can be my wife. So don't think I'm running game. Don't want you feeling lonely, but I can't change. If you love me, you gotta show me. Pay attention like you owe me, yeah. Girl, I swear I ain't running game.
Every night you're on my mind, I hit your line off X. I need some points for that, cause I never call back to back. You telling me to do the most to make this happen, and I've been working double tasking. No, I'm really taking action. Say I'm selfish when I spin, but I take care of you and your friends. So how that works? What did you hear to support? But I drop a song, you don't post it. How that works? For this to work, we need an even love. And all the shit you talking back it up. So don't think I'm running game. Don't want you feeling lonely, but I can't change. Loving you, gotta show me. Pay attention like you owe me, yeah. Girl, try running game. I should've never.
Following is a previously broadcast program.
CKUT, Henry Grimes, and stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
Listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome, Jazzmuck time.